Good morning. This weekend in Catholic churches throughout the world, this story of Zacchaeus is being proclaimed. It's Luke chapter 19, a very simple and a familiar story to many of us, but one that summarizes the mission and the heart of Jesus himself. And the last line that we just heard read says it all. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. There it is, the heart of our Christian faith, what God does and what he has done over and over again for me and for each one of you. Seeking and saving. Making that good news visible, making that message audible and known to others is what we're really all about as Christians, giving witness to that work of God. And it's what the church is all about as well. In the story of Zacchaeus, we're provided with an image of the church, which I'd like to focus on just briefly this morning. It's present in this story in the quiet presence of the tree. If not for this tree, where would Zacchaeus be? The tree, in many ways, represents the church of which we are a part. A church that is deeply rooted and grounded, whose structure and branches we are invited to climb in order to see Jesus. And in the height of that tree, not only do we have an opportunity to see Jesus, but we make ourselves visible to him. Jesus can see us. And in that encounter, we can be loved by him who is love. You see, the tree or the church herself is the very vehicle of our salvation. A tree that provides something outside of us, that an order, a structure, that can set us up for communion and life with love himself. You take the tree out of the scene, and there's no scene whatsoever. Zacchaeus remains in the crowd. Zacchaeus needed that tree. Short in stature, he used his head and he had it in his heart to climb. And in climbing it, he then heard that word from Jesus himself, Zacchaeus, come down. And his life was changed. My friends, it might be heartening and actually quite fruitful for us to consider where we would be without the Catholic Church. I'll tell you right now, not only would I not be here and none of you would be here, but I'd find myself in a very dark and lonely place. I cannot tell you how often the church, through her sacraments and God through his mercy, especially in the sacrament of confession, has lifted me up over and over again. And while I know many good people and good heroes in my life and role models, no one can take away my sin as Jesus Christ, through his church and through the ministry of priests, can. How the church lifts up and provides. My friends, as we enter November this week, what sometimes is called by the Irish as a thin time of year, a time when we can see the structures and the skeletons of the trees around us. We're also this year quite aware of how thin and how short we can be, and how the skeleton of our own selves or our own country is in need. And the presidential candidates are Exhibit A. We're quite sick. And yet, how tall and full, how beautiful and large is the church of which we are a part. A church that has witnessed the rise and fall of many generations, of countless civilizations and governments. A church that continues to provide for the rich and the poor, people of every time and place, for a guy like Zacchaeus or a person like you and me. My friends, as Christians, we have a duty to love the church, to be formed by her, and to serve her, to come to know her wisdom, mercy, and love, and in times of cloudiness or confusion, to climb even higher, so that not only we can see, but God can see us. And in that encounter, in that sight, we can know the freedom and the joy to which we have been called. We're 9 days away from the election. Let's make a novena as the church so that we can be church in this country, for a country that has need, and for our brothers and sisters who need good news.